is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday that the U.S. government is now recommending Americans wear cloth face coverings on a voluntary basis to stem the spread of the coronavirus, but he added that he himself would not use one. In a daily briefing with reporters, Mr. Trump stressed the new recommendation should not be seen as replacing social distancing measures considered key to slowing the outbreak. The decision to promote mask use comes as state governors and hospitals clamor for scarce supplies of medical-grade masks for first responders. It also comes as experts have questioned the administration's decision not to urge widespread mask use, in contrast to other countries hit by the virus. Mr. Trump said the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention not recommending the use of medical-grade masks for most people. He added that Americans can make cloth masks at home. Some states and cities that have been shipped mask gloves, ventilators, and other essential equipment from the nation's medical stockpile to fight the coronavirus have found out that much of it is unusable. Nearly 6,000 medical masks sent to Alabama had dry rot in a 2010 expiration date. More than 150 ventilators sent to Los Angeles were broken and had to be repaired. In Oregon, it was masked with faulty elastic that could cause the straps to snap, exposing medical workers to the disease. Embattled Chilean President Sebastian Piñera sparked outrage Friday after posing for photographs at the plaza that was the center of anti-government protests before it was put under quarantine to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. At least 31 people died, 3,000 people were injured, and 30,000 were detained in the protest, which started in October. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.